And there we have it, guys. Already a technical glitch. It played the end of this segment. So welcome, welcome, family. Welcome to Resilience with Dawn Olivia, guys. We got a wonderful guest. We're about to get educated today. And to you guys out there, happy Palm Sunday. Let's celebrate him that got us here. But much ado, guys. I want to welcome this savvy lady that know what she's talking about, y'all, because she's been schooling me. And I got to get back with her once she get a little bit more well. But welcome, welcome, Brenda Porter. Thank you. Thank you for today. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you? Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing a lot better 4 days post-op, but we're pushing through.
Oh, my God. You see this guy, she pushing through just for this little segment. I thank y'all. So you all take your notes and chime in, or hit Ms. Porter up later, because what she's about to teach us and school us is what we need to know, what we all need to know, and what we need to have. So first and foremost, Brenda, I like to ask my guests, what is your definition of resilience? What does that mean to you?
Resilience to me means what I'm doing exactly right here and right now. It's the capacity that I have to withstand and quickly recover from difficult toughness, mental toughness, and tragedies. I had surgery a couple of days ago, and here I am doing this podcast because I scheduled it over a month ago, and I didn't want to let you down. I didn't want to let people down.
I feel special, y'all. I feel special.
And that's resilience.
That is. Oh, my God, that is. And I appreciate you. Seriously, I always let my guests know I appreciate your time. Seriously, because we don't get our time back. It's precious. And here you are. Post-op? Like, are you serious? But I appreciate it. We won't be long, but we're going to get educated to guys. We'll get educated today about life insurance, you guys. So, Brenda, much ado. Let people know what is life insurance.
Life insurance, as people think it is a death benefit, but it's much, much more. It's a financial freedom policy. It gives your family peace of mind when that time comes that you're critically ill, or if you suffer a major injury and you can't perform any duties, you access those living benefits on your life insurance policy. When you say life insurance, you think of living, not dying. And the life insurance is here to help you while you're living. And it gives your family a peace of mind knowing that those finances is going to keep getting paid. When you're injured, when you're sick, your bills don't stop. They don't respect that. So that's why we have living benefits, guys. It's to help pay for those incidentals and accidentals when you're not able to pay for those because you're not working when you're sick or ill.
Right. Oh, so I'm sorry, I gotta give me some snaps to that living benefits. That okay, I think I knew about it, but I didn't know about it. And you just taught me living benefits. Wow. I need some of that. We really are gonna have to connect. Yes, you all. I don't have living benefits. I have policy, but not the living benefits side of that. So before we dig a little bit more in, just give us a little bit about you. Let us know who you are.
So again, my name is Brenda. I'm owner operator of KWL Financial Services. And what I provide, I'm not going to say insurance. People run when you say insurance. I provide peace of mind policies. Those policies can be a mortgage protection plan. It can be an accident sickness plan. It can be a health insurance plan. It can be a living benefit plan. It can also be a wealth building plan where you put money into an account tax-free and it builds wealth for your children. Generational wealth, guys. This is what I'm talking about. Not just a death benefit. It's a life benefit. It's a living benefit. It's an insurance policy on yourself, on your loved ones, on your children that provide an astronomical amount of benefits in the end for you and your family.
Wow. Whoa. This is like an awakening. For me, like I've always been driven, you know, and was told life insurance, especially when I lost my parents. They had no policy, so it fell in my lap. When my mom passed, my brother was helped out, and then when my dad passed, it just fell all to me. And yeah, so yeah, that right there is what brought it to awareness for me. And then when I lost my son, I was like, oh my God, I never had any policies on my kids. And I was like, why not? You know what I'm saying? If you wanted on, you know, the age is what I call them. Why not the youth? You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what's going to happen. As you're saying, even with the living benefits policy, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So with that being said, tell me more benefits of having these in place and why it's important. Oh, I think she froze, guys. I got a technical, another technicality, but that is so, okay. Can you hear me, Brenda? Oh, there we go.
When your children are born, you should definitely consider life insurance. We're back.
There we go.
We're back.
Yes.
Life insurance is a benefit. It's a benefit plan. It covers your needs. It covers you when you pass away. It covers your loved ones. It covers you while you're living. The younger you are, the cheaper the plans are. The longer you wait to get a life insurance policy, the more costly it's going to be, because life insurance is rated by your health and it's rated by your age. So the younger, the cheaper. The older, the more costly. The more you start to get diagnosis like hypertension and, you know, heart disease and, you know, diabetes and things like that, we can cover you, but it's going to cost you a little bit more to get those type of policies. Those policies also do have living benefits. So when you're unable to provide ADLs or take care of yourself, you'll be able to access a portion of that policy up front without dying. And then you also have your death benefit. So there's multiple types of life insurance policies. Wow. They're your traditional whole life policy. They're your term policy. And the term policy is exactly what it states. It's a term. It's for a specific time, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. That's the term. The end of the term, you no longer have the policy. It's like renting a car. At the end of the term, you give the car back.
Oh, wow.
They have convertible terms that you convert that policy over, but you have to be the owner of that policy and you have to know what you know, and what you don't know does hurt you. You have to convert it before it expires.
Wow.
Whole life policy, you have it for the rest of your life to age 121. You pay on it monthly. As long as you pay on it, you have your policy. Accident sickness plans is exactly what it says. It's for when you sustain an accident. No one knows when they're going to get into an accident. And for merely $17 to $25, it's worth having an accident protection plan. From ages 0 to 100, we know that somewhere down the line, someone's going to get sick. So a sickness plan protects your income. So if you're out of work because you're sick, you have this extra benefit that pays cash to you. And then you have your wealth building plans. You have your IULs. You have your infinite banking plans. Those are growth plans. Those are wealth management plans to help you to put away money tax deferred.
Wow. So I'm just sitting here like, how I forget about all that? Because I used to have a few of those policies as I've been off work the last 2 weeks because I did have an accident. I am told many people, but I was riding my bike and somebody hit me riding my bike a couple of weeks ago. yeah, I said, go figure. Of course, me. Yeah, me. Everything come to dawn. But anyway, I'm here alive. God cushion me and hallelujah. That's all I can say. Up and moving around. But that's good. Guys, reach out to Brenda Porter. Reach out. Get educated. Know what you need, know what fits your life. I think it all fits, but you know, you got to be real, you know, reality, your budget, you know, what fits your budget, what you can't afford, and, you know, what you most need, is what I believe. So don't forget about it. Don't forget about, as she called it, peace of mind policies. I love that. I'm going to quote that on my page from you, ma'am. So you're going to be a quotation. Peace of mind policies. This is so rich, so rich. So next down my last line with this, just reiterate three of these peace of mind policies you believe people should, activate right away.
Absolutely. The first policy I would recommend or say for all homeowners, if you're a homeowner, get yourself a mortgage protection plan. If you or your husband was to pass away, then that insurance plan will pay for your mortgage. You won't have to worry about how you're going to pay your rent when you lose that one income. You have a mortgage protection plan, which is also a life insurance policy plan.
Wow.
Second plan, I would say a home life policy, a whole life policy, which covers your life and give you living benefits. If you're critically ill or terminal ill, you can access up to 75% of that policy so that you won't lose your home, so that you're able to pay your bills. Mm. The third policy, I would say, if I had to put it in three bucket lists, I would say your accident sickness plan. We never know when we're going to have an accident, or we'll never know when we're going to be sick. So make sure you're covered. Make sure that your paycheck is covered. If you're out of work for a significant amount of time, would that cause a hardship for you? If that answer is yes, give me a call. I have the solution for you. I have that accident plan and that sickness plan for you.
Wow. I'm over here. Look, I'm over here taking my notes. Okay. This is what I do. I'm taking my notes because I need to better me. And my daughters, you know, and everyone else that's listening to this. So I hope we're listening in, Resilience Family. Let's better ourselves in 2024. Let's stay prepared. Let's stay ready for life, because we never know what life is going to throw at us. We never know, but we could be prepared. I honestly believe that. So let the people know how they can reach you, Brenda.
So you can call me on my cell. That number is 773-556-8525. It's okay to text. I also have a website. It's kwl/financials.com. You can send me a message there, or I can be reached by email, which is kwlfinancialservices@gmail.com. Those are the three ways to reach me. Sunday to Sunday. I'm never off, guys. I'm reachable all 7 days. I will return a call within 24 hours.
Wow. She is available. Let's get insured, people. Let's get insured. Let's stay prepared. Let's stay prepared. Well, Brenda, I appreciate you. This was a powerful segment because a lot of people just not educated on it. I know. What did I do with it? I moved yesterday, y'all. So I'm like Ms. Brenda, kind of incapacitated, trying to figure out my world and sorting out stuff. But I had some facts written down. Lord have mercy. It's probably about, I think they said probably about 52% people. I want to say, 52% of Americans said they don't have life insurance because it's too expensive. And this is from Forbes.com, guys. That's crazy. I think there are ways around that. I think everybody just have to better learn how to budget, is what I believe. Even if you get, like you're saying, maybe, the whole life policy, you know, something. But I think that just is mind blowing. 52% of Americans say they don't have it because it's too expensive. What do you think about that, Brenda?
There's a plan for everyone's budget. That's why when I sit down with the client, we go over budget. We don't quote anything that a person cannot afford. So we sit down one-on-one. We go over your budget. We go over your expenses. We go over your end goals, like how old are your children? How long do you have to take care of them? From if they're under 21, we make sure you have enough coverage to cover them until their 21st birthday. If they're planning on going to college, we make sure that you have enough insurance to cover college in case something happens to you before college age.
Wow.
Not a one shop stop all. It's a plan for everyone, and no one person is the same. Everyone's different. So we have to sit down. We have to go over, you know, your finances. We have to, you know, get to know you. I have a form that's called the Dine with KWL. I send out to my clients. That's our first meet and greet. You complete the dime. You send it to me, and that tells me what your insurable needs are. Wow. Then we sit down after that one-on-one, and we go over everything with the fine-tooth comb on what you need and what you can afford and what we can provide. And we come up with a game plan, you know, that will fit your budget and your needs.
Wow. Guys, this is a life insurance concierge. You know, let me rewind that back. This is a peace of mind concierge service. Okay.
Solutions to your financial crisis before it happens.
My God, my God, this was rich. This was rich and powerful. And so guys, if you're tuning in, even if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're my listeners, I'm listening to this on the podcast, take your notes. Do your due diligence, do your research, and reach out to Brenda. Reach out to Brenda Porter with KWL Financial Services, guys. And let's stay protected. Let's stay protected because I'm on that too. I'm in this boat too. I need to get myself fully protected because, yeah, that term life insurance gets you. I'll tell you that. It do, because you just hear what you hear and you just go do what you heard instead of being educated, which is what you do and which is what you have done with us. I know it's been short and sweet, guys, but I think she has dropped some dimes, some bombs up in here, some gems for us to know more about life insurance. So I thank you. I thank you, Ms. Brenda. Any last words?
No, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. Like I said, I'm available by text. Just give me a call or a text, and I will return your call within 24 hours.
All right, guys. To my listeners, again, her number is 773-556-8525. Call or text Brenda Porter with KWL Financial Services with your questions, your inquiries. Schedule an appointment, guys. You also could email her if you want to. KWLFinancialServices@gmail.com, guys. Her website is www.KWL-FINANCIALFinancial.com, guys. Brenda, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You go get some rest.
You're welcome.
Rest. Please get some rest. A speedy recovery to you and my resilience family. You all stay well too, and stay blessed and stay strong. And as always, as I say, we stay resilient. Take care, everybody.